Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That they're the second best team in the AFC. Obviously, nobody's right now at that Kansas City Chief level, like the Chiefs right now. And you saw that in week one, you know, the way they came back and beat the Cleveland Browns. But, you know, there's still time to bounce back, and we'll still see where New England is. Miami didn't do too bad. You know, the division, except for the Jets, looks pretty good. Plenty of time to bounce back, and certainly it's a matter that they just, you know, just got to play a better game.
That is NFL Insider John Clayton. He was on with Chopin the Bulldog yesterday. He's on with him every Thursday. If you missed it, it's available on on-demand audio at WGR550.com. Let us go to the Western Hotline. We will bring in John Murphy. And, of course, he will have the call Sunday, as Jeremy pointed out, with Eric Woods, Al Capaccio. His segment brought to you by Sullivan's Brewing Company from Ireland to Buffalo, the best ales in the world, by Dunn Tire, official tire of the Buffalo Bills, and by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you. Mr. Murphy, happy Football Friday. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks, Howard.
Well, we've had a lot of time this week to talk about the Bills' offense, Murph, coming off the Pittsburgh game. So let's start there. What are you hoping to see or need to see from the Bills' offense Sunday in Miami?
Wow. Well, I guess two big things. First of all, Josh Allen needs to rebound. He needs to play similar to the way he played a year ago, and that's throwing the ball with decisiveness and with accuracy. He wasn't extremely accurate last week. And just being in total command of the game, as he was for the most part all of last season. And I think that's doable. I mean, this is a team, a Miami team, where he's had great success against. And doesn't matter whether it's home or on the road, he always seems to play well against them. So even though Miami's a capable defense, I look for Josh Allen to have a big bounce-back game. And I think the offensive line, they need a better showing from the offensive line, both in the pass protection game and in run blocking, too. And they need to run the ball a little bit more than they did last week, to be honest.
Murph, why do you believe Josh has, in his short history as Bills starting quarterback, six games, why has he historically flourished against Miami?
Well, that's a good question. They haven't been good for a while now. They're better now than they have been. I think that's part of it. I don't know if there's anything in particular about Miami. Certainly, when you play the Dolphins in Miami, you're almost guaranteed to get, you know, to not get the adverse conditions, maybe some rain, but you're not going to get wind or snow to a great degree. But that's a good question. I don't know why. I mean, they play him twice a year, so he's had opportunities against him. They haven't been real good. I think that's a big factor in it. But I don't know. For some reason, he's done well against the Dolphins over the years.
You know, and it's odd because, well, I'll go, or last season, the first game anyway, Byron Jones gets hurt. But you'd look at it, Murph, and go, at least in the recent portion of this series, they have a good secondary. You know, if you look at this game, I would assume when you're breaking down this matchup, it's less about the front for Miami and more about the guys they have in the secondary. They've got very good corners, and overall, that's a pretty tough group to go up against.
Yeah, I agree. The secondary is strong. You know, I don't think they're quite as good as overall defense as the Pittsburgh Steelers were last week, but I think they're pretty good, especially at the back end. I think they probably have concerns about their linebackers, and they lost their nose tackle last week to IR. But I think it's the back end of that defense that creates some problems. Certainly Xavien Howard and Byron Jones, two of the higher-paid corners in the league and two of the more capable corners in the league. And Eric Rowe is good at safety. They added Jason McCourty. I think they're a team that can play in the back end, but that doesn't seem to slow down Josh Allen. It hasn't, at least in the past.
The you know, in terms of the game last week, we do, of course, focus on the passing game. But Devin Singletary was one of the positives to come out of that game last week. And we were talking earlier, Murph, don't know, would Brian Daboll try and run the ball a little bit more this week? Miami's run defense is not that good. New England had success rushing the ball. What did you see from Singletary last week?
Good flashes, kind of a continuation of what he was showing in preseason. Sort of a, I don't know if he's not slimmed down or anything, but he's sort of redistributed his weight, and he seems smoother and a little bit quicker, and he cuts better than he did a year ago, you know, makes quicker and more effective cuts. So I think I look for more of that. I mean, there was a lot of it due to the fact that they were playing catch-up in the second half of the fourth quarter, but it was certainly they threw it. The balance between run and pass was too heavily weighted in the passing side last week, right? 2-1. They don't want to be like that. They want to be maybe 60-65% passes to runs. And I think they should get back to normal this week. But for some reason, they were determined to come out throwing. I mean, spread formations a ton, which was a struggle for the offensive line. I mean, they had a ton of five wide out looks last week. I don't think they'll do quite as much of that this week against Miami.
Yeah. Murph, I think it's funny in this matchup. You know, in sports sometimes we tend to talk about if some team has success against another team, the model, right? Well, they showed everybody the model. That came up after the Super Bowl. Tampa showed everybody the model how to beat Mahomes. Yeah, if you have their offensive line really banged up and they're down a whole bunch of starters and you've got a good pass rush, you beat Mahomes. But Pittsburgh now has had three very good showings defensively against the Bills. In the discussion of Miami likes to blitz, Miami prefers man coverage, Pittsburgh didn't blitz, Pittsburgh played a lot of zone. Have the Steelers showed the league a model to stop this offense?
No, I wouldn't say so. I mean, I think the Steelers show that they have some really good players defensively, right, up front in particular. But I wouldn't think that there's any revelation that the Dolphins get out of that. Certainly they look at the game film, see what worked. But, you know, Miami isn't, I don't think, as capable as Pittsburgh is defensively. And they would have trouble doing some of the things. I mean, as you said, Pittsburgh rarely, if ever, blitzed last week. And I don't know if Miami can get away with getting that kind of any kind of pressure without sending extra pass rushers. So, no, I don't think that, you know, there was a demonstration by Pittsburgh last week. It was more of a showing them how good they are, especially up front. You know, the Steelers' front four was extremely good.
Murph, let's talk Miami's offense before we let you go. You're in progress watching their game against New England last week. What have you seen so far as you look back at their matchup with the Patriots from Tua?
Yeah, Tua's okay, getting better. He's not there yet, I don't think, and I don't know where he'll get eventually. I mean, he seems more – I mean, again, it wasn't a great game by the Dolphins last week against Miami, but in some ways Tua seems more comfortable and more in command of the offense. It's a different bit of a different offense than he had to work with last year. But he's not there yet. I think he's a pretty good NFL quarterback, not a really good one, and certainly nowhere near great. And I think he's got some work to do. I think he's – helped by a pretty good receiving core, and they added Jaylen Waddle, who looks like a playmaker, their first-round pick. But I think he's got a ways to go, and I think their entire offense has a long ways to go, actually.
Their offense has some new faces in it. Talk a little bit about what you think the challenges might be, or you know what it's like dealing with, assuming he plays Sunday, Will Fuller and the rookie Jaylen Waddle.
Yeah, I think those two complement of what was a decent receiving core before. I think Devontae Parker and Preston Williams are pretty good, too. So I think Waddle in particular and Fuller to a lesser extent add a lot to a pretty good receiving core. And, yeah, that'll be a challenge for the Bills. I mean, their receiving core butts up against Buffalo's, maybe the strength of their defense, the Buffalo Bills' back end of their defense, which is really strong. But I think it adds a lot to them. They still have work to do. I think their offensive line is still a work in progress. I think they expect to get Austin Jackson back, and I don't think there's a game-breaking running back in the fold for them. So I just think they're kind of an incomplete offense with a long way to go before they can really make a lot of noise in the NFL.
Yeah, and you know what? On Leslie Frazier's list of things to do, Murph, you'd get to Mike Gesicki before you'd get to anybody in their running game, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you're right. I mean, he's a capable tight end. Good size. They have decent tight ends. Nobody that scares you, but decent tight ends. I think Gesicki is probably on the list of Dolphins' offensive weapons. He's probably in the top three for sure.
All right, Murph. It's going to be hot. It's going to be humid. You know, I'm sure you're in an open-air booth, so, you know, hydrate, okay?
Yeah, I'll do that.
I don't want you cramping up during the broadcast.
I'm pretty good at hydration.
All right. All right, have fun in Miami, and we'll talk to you Monday morning.
Thanks, Howard.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.